What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we're talking about the son of a bitch that is uncertainty.
Oh, you
God
fuck.
Damn it. You little shit. Oh, uncertainty. We've all had so much of it the last year and a half, haven't we?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, uncertainty overload. It's almost like I feel like I got so uncertain that I just felt nothing for a while. You know, like it zapped me.
Yeah, you grabbed your ankles and said, well, guess I have no control over anything.
Yeah.
Let's just see what the world does.
Yes.
Terrible feeling. Nice to feel like there's a tiny little bit of certainty creeping back in. I don't even know if I'd call it certainty, but it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the vaccine's out and all that feels like a little bit more of, we have a plan and
a little bit more predictable.
Becoming a little more normal. Yeah, but man, not easy. Before we get into talking about uncertainty, I want to promote my tour dates. As always, I was just at, I mean, we're recording this at the end of June, so I haven't actually been to the Blue Room Comedy Club in Springfield yet, but when this episode comes out, I was just there over the weekend, technically. So I hope it was a fun weekend. I hope I got to meet some of you awesome helpsters. And then I'm going to be next weekend at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky, August 12th through the 14th, August 20th through the 21st. I'm going to be at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, Colorado, September 4th through the 5th. That's Labor Day weekend. That's the Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to be at Copper Blues Live in Phoenix, Arizona, September 16th through the 18th, Appleton, Wisconsin at Skyline Comedy Club, and then September 22nd through the 25th, Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas, and so many more dates coming up. Go to KelseyCook.com and get your tickets.
Woo-hoo! Yes!
Touring!
Yes!
Hashtag touring. And TTomComedy.com for Taylor's tour dates, because she is, at this point, I think when this comes out, will be in her theater tour, so go check it out.
Sweet! And
Delaney, what do you got?
Hey, listen, I got a podcast called Efficionado.
Hey, listen.
It's basically like a little mini course for service providers. There's a discussion, there's quick tips and practical action steps, and there's a worksheet that corresponds to each episode if that's helpful as you kind of organize your thoughts and personalize your tips or steps for yourself. And we cover a lot of different things over there, like how to price your service or product, managing decision fatigue as an entrepreneur, how to schedule your week, outsmarting perfectionism in your day-to-day work life, setting boundaries with social media for the sake of your business, even how to run a social media free business if that's something that you are curious about. So go check it out wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it at DelaneyFisher.com.
All right. Let's get into uncertainty. We've got a quotable from our helpster, Diane. She submitted it through our Patreon. So if you want to become a patron, be able to help us have all sorts of different quotes on the show, you can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless and join there. So, okay, this is the quote. It says, "Confidence isn't walking into a room thinking you are better than everyone. It's walking in and not having to compare yourself to anyone at all."
Oh, I fucking love that one. Diane, you crushed it. Absolutely smashed it, Diane.
I love that. Ooh.
That is really
write
great.
That on my bathroom mirror or something, you know? That's a good one.
Yeah. I know that, like, I mean, especially as a woman, I can feel uncomfortable when I'm kind of acting confident or feeling confident because you're kind of told, like, don't do that. That's really bitchy. You know, like if you
are actually masculine
or masculine, it's like, hey, don't, you know, hey ladies, you know, keep yourself small and quiet because, you know, anything but, is just not acceptable. And right. I really like that way of thinking about it is just, you're just being yourself and you're not like right. apologizing for it.
Right. Exactly.
It's a good one.
Thank you, Diane. What a great way to kick the show off.
Yes.
All right, Adele, do you want to get into some basics of uncertainty?
Let's do it. We're going to be talking about uncertainty, ways to cope with it. We're going to talk about personal experiences. And the definition itself, situations involving imperfect or unknown information. Life is filled with uncertainty and worries about the future. We're all different in how much uncertainty we can tolerate in life. Ooh, I feel that one really hard. I feel like even in different parts of my life, I was able to tolerate more uncertainty than others. Yes. Some people seem to enjoy taking risks and living unpredictable lives. Others find the randomness of life deeply distressing. Do you feel like you've changed that? And how you feel about uncertainty, Kels?
Oh my God. Well, yeah. I mean, and over the years, that has changed for me. I've talked on here about how before I pursued comedy, I wanted to be a high school math teacher at the school I went to in my tiny town of Cheney, Washington. Yeah. I was so afraid of any amount of uncertainty. Like, to me, that was the most certain career route I could take. It's like, become a teacher. Do it at the school I went to and basically just stay in my small town forever. And I then could not have picked a more uncertain career path after that. Like there are there are no guarantees in comedy.
Right. Right.
There's a lot of careers and jobs where it's like, well, you get the degree and then you will likely get hired and then you do the thing. But with comedy, it's like, well, keep trying to be funny until something happens. And sometimes for a lot of people, it doesn't. So my career has been full of a lot of uncertainty. How do you feel about it, Adele?
Oh my gosh. I just feel like when I was younger, uncertainty was really thrilling for me. I actually really enjoyed it where it's like, ooh, it was kind of fun not knowing where my next paycheck was coming from. You know, I was like, anything could happen tomorrow. How crazy and fun.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I will take a side of certainty, please, with everything I do. I do not want to leave much wiggle room. I really enjoy having structure now and some kind of, you know, even if control is an illusion, feeling like I have some kind of control, some kind of predictability. I mean, Cam and I even recently had like a financial planning meeting we have a financial advisor, and we're like talking about how much we want to save per month for early retirement and where we should put this and this and this. And that just makes me feel good now, where when I was younger, that would make me feel like death. Like my life is boring. Everything's planned out. What the fuck is the point? And now I feel like, ooh, how exciting. Early retirement.
So oh my God.
It changed completely with how I feel about it, just emotionally.
Right. Well, and Tony Robbins, this is a theme we've come back to a lot of times over the last few years, is Tony Robbins has that whole theory of basic human needs. And he says that we as humans need certainty and we need uncertainty.
Yeah.
But depending on your personality type or what your life is like, you might need much more of one over the other. But if your life is completely certain, if you know exactly what's going to happen every day, if you get yourself into just the same routine constantly, you do feel dead. It's like what you just said, where it's, oh my God, death. Because
robotic,
there's nothing new. There's nothing exciting. But if your life is only uncertainty, if like you don't know where you're going to be sleeping that night. I mean, if you take it to a really extreme level where you're like, yeah, I truly have nothing I can count on.
Right.
That is a horrible feeling. Right. So we're all always, I think, trying to find ways to create security and also have fun and have adventure and unknown.
Absolutely. I love having loose structure with room for spontaneity, you know,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Like my structure is like, yeah, I don't work on nights and weekends and anything could happen during those times. Who knows? You know,
you are so cute and sound so old. What could happen on a Sunday morning?
We could get a hot tea at a cafe. We could go for a walk. I mean, this stuff is getting wild over here.
I can't handle you, man. You're too wild for me. You're a bad influence. My parents don't want me around you anymore, man.
I don't blame them.
You're moving with a bad crowd now.
Oh, yes. Shall we talk about the 7 ways to cope with uncertainty?
Yes, yes. So this is from Greater Good magazine.
Yes.
Number one, don't resist. Instead of resisting, we can practice acceptance. So acceptance is about meeting life where it is and moving forward from there.
Absolutely.
Couldn't agree more. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think almost resisting things can make it a lot worse. You know,
if
you just accept like, hey, expect this to be here every day. Now what? Instead of like, oh, I wish this wasn't here. How do I not think about this, that it's here? I think that's super helpful to say like, yeah, it's happening. Now let's move on from it. What's your next step? How do you think it goes?
Well, and depending on the situation too, you're wasting time. You're wasting your life. If you are stuck in that place energetically of resisting or living in the past about it, you're just wasting the present. I know that sounds really floofy and whatever, but
no, it's true.
I've touched on it a couple times in recent months, and I still don't, I don't want to like fully get into it on the podcast, but I'm sure you listeners have kind of picked up on, I've mentioned that I've been a caregiver for a family member all of 2021. And I've had a really, really hard time accepting a lot of parts of what is happening in my life because of it and in that person's life. But I've learned too that time is so precious and life is so precious that it just doesn't do me any good to be in denial of those sort of things. So it's okay to feel the emotions of being so upset that things are happening, but I'm just trying to be as present as possible in those situations. So yeah,
absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number two, invest in yourself. The best resource that you have right now for making a contribution to the world is you. When that resource is depleted, your most valuable asset is damaged.
I used to be very fearful of investing in myself, except kind of when it came to my business. I felt like, oh, I could do that. But I had a really hard time investing in myself personally, whether it was, you know, to treat myself to something for self-care, health-related stuff, vacations, you know, purchases. I really struggled with that because everything felt like it should be going into my business and my career goals and my creative projects. And now I feel like way better balance where I feel like I'm investing in myself all the time now. And I always see the ROI. I've never made an investment that was like, well, shit, that was
what's ROI?
Return on investment.
Oh,
yes. So nice. I always get something out of it. And I think I've even mentioned on whether this podcast or maybe Aficionado, even a bad investment that I made, I learned so much from it. And I was so determined to make all my money back and then some that I fucking did. So I know that even if I make an investment that isn't a great fit, I'm going to grow and learn and move from there. So I find that I'm doing this all the time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How about you?
Well, and that can be said of relationships as well, romantic or otherwise. Like, you might make a bad investment in your with your time, with your emotions, but you're going to learn a fuck ton and then go, well, I'm going to reinvest in a different situation and, you know, hopefully get that back in some way, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think I encourage people to invest in themselves a lot more, because I think at least this is the kind of habit that I would get into where, you know, once I make X amount of money, then I'll take better care of myself. Or when I'm 30 or when I'm 40 or when I'm 50, then I'll start really enjoying my life. And I know it's super cheesy, but the time really is now. What are you waiting for? Because we don't have any guarantees.
Right.
Number three, find healthy comfort items. Instead of turning to social media, junk food, or booze to soothe our rattled nerves, which, to be honest, can be quite fun to do sometimes, we do better when we preemptively comfort ourselves in healthy ways. So you can make a list of healthy ways to comfort yourself and then just have that for reference and, you know, go down your list. What are some healthy comfort things that you do for yourself, Kels?
I love going on walks. I always feel like getting outside in some form is a really, really powerful way to immediately change your mindset. Yeah. Even if it's like a little bit better, rarely have I gone out for a walk and come back and I'm in a worse mood.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talking to a friend or loved one is, to me, always a healthy way to find comfort. Therapy, healthy way to find comfort. Meditating. And then, I mean, I know it says don't turn to junk food, but honestly, like, there are times where, like, last night I walked down the street and got myself a little baby scoop of vegan ice cream because it was really fucking hot out and I was tired. And I was like, you know what? I want a little scoop of ice cream. And I think that's okay. And I encourage people to do the same, that you should get yourself treats. It's just, of course, like, everything in moderation, but.
Right. You know. Absolutely. Yeah. Very. Same stuff that you said. I love going on walks. I love a hot cup of tea. I mean, I drink tea throughout the whole day, pretty much. I am a tea bitch. So a lot of tea, a lot of walks, a lot of quality time with friends and family. Even just like a 30-second stretch in between different things that I'm doing, just like mindfulness practices, feel really good, whether it's a little meditation, stretching, that kind of stuff. You know, even taking my vitamins in the morning feels like a nice little, you know, respite, you know, just those little tiny, those day-to-day things.
And I would say too, honestly, masturbating.
Oh yeah. Like, oh my God. How do we forget that one?
It's free. It's such like a quick way to hit the reset button, literally, on your day, on whatever you're going through. It's just like a great escape. It like you're releasing endorphins.
Oh yeah,
it's
such
good
a good
you.
One
again,
stress reliever,
everything in moderation. You can't be touching yourself 24 hours a day, but it's just
debatable.
I mean, true, debatable. But, you know, just a good reminder if you're sitting at home and having a bad day.
True.
Maybe
so true.
Come,
it's the blood flowing, all the good. Oh, for me, I've been loving just reality TV. This is something that I really enjoy now. And I am very happy about the decision. This was not something I used to partake in. And now it's like, this is good for me. Makes me feel great.
This is good for me.
This is good for me.
Yes.
I will fight to the death for it. The fourth thing, don't believe everything you think. In uncertain times, it's particularly important not to believe thoughts that argue for the worst case scenario. This is an interesting one for me because I find what helps me is thinking of the worst case scenario and then solving for those problems.
Oh, okay.
And then I feel very prepared for whatever happens because I'm like, you know what? Anything that happens, I'm going to be okay. Like, so I don't know. I kind of allow my thoughts to go there and find that it's actually very helpful.
Interesting.
For me in the end. What about you, Kelsey?
Yeah. I was watching somebody's video on Instagram that reminded me of this, where the idea of don't trust a tired brain.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I can feel that my anxiety will get much worse if I'm tired, if I'm hungover, if I'm run down. And sometimes I have to take a step back and go, okay, where am I at physically right now? Like, how's my health? Yeah. Am I in a good place that I could actually trust the thoughts I'm having? Because sometimes you're having an anxious day and then you take a nap and you wake up and you're like, oh, wow, I feel so differently about the thoughts that I was having 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, how I deal with the whole don't believe everything you think, is checking in with myself to see if I'm in a good place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I go kind of extreme with this stuff. I know this might not help somebody. This might be really anxiety inducing for other people, but I will really think of worst case scenarios. Like, what if I lost all of my friends and family, my job, my this, my that, literally everything? What would I do? I'd be like, well, I would probably like go live in some kind of community somewhere growing tomatoes and shit. So, you know, I would be really sad in a lot of ways, but like, I would go on and I would find, you know, purpose elsewhere. That's like how deep I can get.
I think what we're learning on the podcast is that for Delaney, all roads lead to a community garden. It doesn't matter. Best case scenario in her life, worst case scenario, she loses everything in a horrific fire. Right. The bitch is going to be planting zucchini in a commune naked. So
yes. Absolutely. Even the place we're moving into has a little community garden. And I was like, yeah, oh, this course. Is getting closer, baby. Closer.
Oh, I love it. Yep. Simple things make you happy. And that's a good place to be.
Yes.
Number five, pay attention. The opposite of uncertainty is not certainty. It's presence. Ooh. Notice what emotions you are feeling and where in your body you feel those emotions. Bring curiosity and acceptance to your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I was just saying, that you gotta be present, and that's the only place that you're gonna be grateful for what you do have in the moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was on my list too, where it's like, some, you know, sometimes uncertainty can feel like a negative thing and really overwhelming. But what I find will happen, of course, once I spiral and do all my weird exercises in my head, mm-hmm. I'll come to a place where, you know what, like, it forces me to be present and in the moment and grateful, and also usually triggers me to do something I wouldn't have done. So I might be like, you know what? I've been at my desk for too long. I needed to go and, you know, hang out with Cam for a few minutes or something. And so it can be kind of a positive if you let it be.
Yes.
In certain ways, you know. Number six, stop looking for someone to rescue you. When we act as though we are powerless, we get trapped in narratives that leave us feeling angry, helpless, and trapped. And we start hoping other people will save us from our misery. Oh, man. Yeah.
Take
the reins, baby.
Take the reins. Yeah, that is, I think we should definitely still lean on people for emotional, you know, support. Call your family, call your friends. But yeah, we all eventually have to be our own person that gets us going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. I think I prefer living feeling like I have control over stuff versus feeling really out of control every day. Like, I'm just kind of waiting for other people to dictate my choices or my life or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then number seven, find meaning in the chaos. Meaning and purpose are wellsprings of hope. When the world feels scary or uncertain, knowing what meaning we have for others and feeling a sense of purpose can ground us better than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I just like to focus when I feel like they're, especially, my gosh, this past year or so, you know, when you feeling like you're living in uncertain times, I just tried to shift my focus to only what I could control in my small little bubble, mm-hmm. how well I was taking care of myself, you know, what I was doing with my day to day. And that's really all I could focus on because everything else was a mess.
It was a fucking shit show. Yeah.
Yeah.
The current situation with my family member, for me, finding meaning in the chaos has been trying to be grateful for how intentional my time with this person is now and how meaningful it is, how present I am, how I use every moment with that person to make sure that my love is expressed and just trying to find any sort of silver lining in a horrible situation and be like, how can I make this better somehow? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I have found there's some things that have really helped me with uncertainty when it comes to finances. I know that like, if you are an entrepreneur, we've talked a lot about the entrepreneurial experience on here, is that like your income can fluctuate a lot, you know, month to month. And that used to give me a lot of anxiety. And now I just try to look at things kind of holistically, whether it's like the past year worth of, you know, income or the past 3 months, and just try to predict what's happening going forward. So stuff like that can be helpful. Like the 3 month rule, look at that. If you're, you know, cause years ago, somebody mentioned like, oh, do you have a budget or something? I'm like, I don't know how to have a fucking budget. Well, I don't know how much money I'm making. You know, like, how do you do that? And
right.
So creating that certainty or predictability for yourself in an uncertain situation, it can be done. It might be a little bit more challenging. But that's been really helpful. Oh God, a tip that Rachel Rogers shared in her community, and she mentioned that she heard this from a coach that she had a while back, is finding your new zero when it comes to your finances. This freaking changed the game for me.
Instead, even just that, so I'm like, oh my God. Okay,
yeah,
continue.
Instead of being like, oh my God, my account really is getting low, I better get my ass into gear and figure my shit out. What's your new zero where when you hit that number, you know, like I'm good for a few months or 6 months or something, but I should probably start doing some other stuff. So like I never had a number in my mind. And now it's like, okay, like, you know, this could be anything for you. This could be 5,000, 10,000, 500, 20,000, whatever that means to you. That has been so helpful because my new zero is now like, oh, I'm good for several months in business and personally. But there's probably some things that I want to kind of actively start doing. And that has been so helpful for anxiety and uncertainty.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Game changer.
So find your new zero, baby.
That I think is a key to growth too. Instead of like sitting and getting complicit about like, well, I mean, I'm technically not near zero or whatever. It's like,
yes.
Wow, man.
Good one, right?
So really good.
I think about it all the time. And
really good.
Something that also helps me too is just looking at past evidence that I've gotten through shit and figured it out, you know? So if I feel uncertain about something, I can just look back like, wait a minute, I've been in a similar situation and it you know, I was okay. So I just got to trust that I'm going to be okay through this and I will figure it out. I think so much of it is just self-trust where, you know, hey, trust yourself to problem solve for yourself and your situation. And that way you can always rely on you, even if externally things are looking kind of nutty.
Totally. Yeah. And I don't know if listeners have dealt with something like this, but obviously we're all coming out of the intense COVID lockdown time and kind of coming back into a world with maybe a tiny bit more certainty. But I wonder if any of our listeners have dealt with a family member receiving basically like a potential time frame of life, right? Mm. Being diagnosed with something and that time frame being like a spectrum that is so impossible for anybody, like the person or the people around them, to plan a life around. It's the type of time frame that like technically could be for any of us, right? Like every day every day is a gift, right? Yeah. Like there are no absolute certainties. There are no guarantees, but I've had a really hard time, especially more recently, figuring out how to continue living my life and not, not stopping my career, not having all of these things that I've worked so hard for just completely like fall by the wayside, yeah, and continue to be a caregiver and have all this meaningful time with this person without having a real idea of what sort of a time frame. Like the uncertainty there, right, is so crushing because it feels like you cannot make any plans for your life. Like I don't know what to do.
Right. Maybe there's some listeners who can write in and share their experience with this to, you know, help you or comfort you during this time.
Yeah. selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com if you have experiences. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. But life is uncertain.
I know we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but this really does help me. Is like I have a little, what I call like the, I don't know, an anti-spiral toolkit in my phone where I just have a list of like different quotes and you know, stories and just, you know, reminders in there that when I am feeling really anxious about something and overwhelmed or uncertain, I will look at those things and I know which types of quotes and stuff can really pull me out of things. So having something like that, that's easily referenceable for yourself, if that's a word, referenceable. That way, when you're spiraling, you're not also having to think of things that might help you. You already just have that, you know,
in
there for you, accessible.
Yeah.
All right. And we have an iTunes review of the episode. This is entitled Keeping It Real from JWKL Brown. And it says, my name is Kara Brown or Kara. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing. And I am from Falmouth, Kentucky. I've never been one to listen to podcasts, but was scrolling through Amazon Music and came across y'all. I was hooked after the first one I listened to. I love that y'all will talk about things that are extremely uncomfortable for most and to be able to give positive, straightforward feedback to your listeners. I hope that one day soon I will be able to see y'all live. Continue to keep it real and wish you all the best. Thank you, Kara or Kara.
Thank you so much.
So nice.
Appreciate that.
Love
I'm coming
yells,
to Kentucky, baby.
So
if you're by Lexington, get those tickets.
Yes. Maybe you will meet this lovely listener.
Yeah. You have a segment, Del?
Yes. You know, we're staying with my family right now. And they have kind of like a mouse rat issue in the backyard sometimes. Like these mice come out at night and stuff. So they have traps out there that are not, they don't hurt the animal, but they do catch and release. And Cam found one in a little cage recently. And like, I freaked out because we didn't know how long he was in there. And before I could even say anything, he ran inside and brought out a bowl of water because he knew the first thing I was going to say was like, oh my gosh, we need to get water and food now. And so like, as soon as he saw it, instead of going straight to the cage to like grab it and then release it into a different area, he bolted inside and came out. And I was like, where is he? What's happening? And he came out with a bowl of water. And I was like, my gosh. It's just one of those moments where I'm like, wow, you know me so well. You know me better than I know myself. I appreciate you. And so anyway, Cam took the cage. We found a little field and released him there with some water. And he was fine. But that just happened recently. I'm like, you know what? Good man button.
I was just going to say, I'm hitting the good man button over here.
That was my little, I don't know, defuck moment turned into something else. Who knows? What about you, Kels?
I just want to say I'm halfway through Bo Burnham's Inside special, which is what you had. That was one of your segments in recent times. And I am loving it. I'm so excited to watch the rest of it. If you're looking for a fun thing to watch on Netflix, it is such a funny comedy special. And I did pause on that part where there's the whiteboard that has all the different things. I was dying. It was so fucking funny. Anyway, highly
and
recommend.
The music is amazing. It's so catchy. We listen to it like an album almost daily now. It's
so good. Yeah, it's really good.
Sticks in your head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad you're enjoying it.
Yes. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yes.
All right, guys. Again, kelseycook.com for those tour tickets coming all over. Say coming all over. That sounds like a different thing.
I mean, you are.
I am, but go get those tickets.
Yes. DelaneyFisher.com for the Aficionado podcast, business coaching information, and other free stuff on there.
Sweet. All right, guys. We will talk to you next week. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you. Yeah.